Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson says she regrets that she did not take immediate disciplinary action against a former headmaster who's now convicted on charges of assaulting his wife. Johnson also says she regrets writing a letter to a judge on behalf of headmaster Rodney Peterson. When she called us this morning, Johnson repeatedly said she made a mistake that sends the wrong message to the community. And she said she wants to have a new policy in place by the end of this week for dealing with employees charged with violent acts.
First, let me say, you know, last year I made a mistake. I wish they had done things very differently. In retrospect, I should have placed Dr. Peterson on leave immediately until his case was resolved and then determined his continued employment. I think there were several unresolved questions that were not totally clear at the time. However, I think that we need a set of very clear and specific guidelines that will outline how to proceed whenever this type of thing happens. You know, as an educator, and foremost, I think, as a teacher and a parent, you know, I want our students not to get a mixed message. And I think that I made a judgment call. But in retrospect, that judgment call sent a mixed message to our students and also to some of our families. People who perpetrate violence should never be excused. We should hold them at the utmost accountability. And I think that moving forward, we are going to, and we hope by the end of the week, to establish a set of guidelines that we can give all of our departments and school leaders a clear direction about how to proceed in the future.
When something like this happens, and even in this particular specific case of Headmaster Peterson, did you consult school department lawyers before you made a decision?
Well, I think we looked mainly at the district policies. As I reflect on it, it's really important that we make sure that our students and our families hear from us a clear message about violence of any kind in our community. I wish I had handled this differently and put him on leave immediately till we could get all the facts.
Do you regret writing a letter on his behalf?
Well, I think that my letter was designed to speak to how he had performed as a principal, but I do think that if it sent the wrong message to any young person in our community, any family, that I would absolutely defend the safety and well-being of students. I think he has a right to his day in court. We have a legal system where people are innocent until proven guilty. But I think that in some cases, it's really important that our students and our families get a very clear message that there is really zero tolerance for any kind of abuse.
Well, there are some who say and wonder if you do set new guidelines, will they be similar to the guidelines that are already in place for students? If a student is charged with a felony, even if it's outside of school, that student is immediately expelled. They don't have to wait to be convicted. Why is it different for an administrator?
We're not really responsible for conducting the investigation of something that happens externally to the school. But I do want to differentiate, though, between things that happen outside of the school that are of violent nature or potentially violent nature and things that happen outside of the school that people might get arrested for. Every arrest is not necessarily something that warrants termination or, for that matter, expulsion. So I think that we want a set of guidelines that are fair, that absolutely make very strict provisions about anything that happens that would impact the safety and well-being of young people, but also guidelines that don't interfere with people's rights. I think that we will carefully construct this, but it will definitely probably be pretty consistent with how we would treat an investigation involving students.
All right. Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.